Blackstone Audio presents Citizen Coke, The Making of Coca-Cola Capitalism by Barto J. Elmore. This book is read by William Hughes. To my family. Prologue. A creation myth of Citizen Coke. I drank a lot of Coca-Cola. Growing up in Atlanta, the homeland of this famous soft drink, it was hard not to. After all, this was the product that helped make my town what it was. Few other southern cities could claim a business enterprise as big and powerful as the Coca-Cola Company. As former Atlanta Mayor Andrew Young stated on the occasion of Coke's 100th birthday in 1986, "When we talk about Atlanta's boom and our billions of dollars of new investments, you really have to give Coca-Cola credit." The company helped nurture what Young called a global, international perspective in this city, when other cities appeared to be returning to the dark ages. I realized over time that I was a Coke man for the same reason Milwaukee citizens were Brewers fans and Green Bay loyalists were cheeseheads. Coke was the industry that made my world possible. Coca-Cola, in my mind, was a builder. The Atlanta company was an ambassador to the world that we were proud to claim as our own, because it was a force for good, a company recognized for its ability to solve problems wherever it went. It was a public citizen whose success ultimately improved the lives of those around it. This was Citizen Coke. Coke had spent a long time and a lot of money promoting this image of selfless service. When Georgian pharmacist John Stith Pemberton